don't think you can fix that. Unfocused!
Good morning, Unfocused listeners.
Right, I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, specifically, episode 275.
That's right.
And 275 is...
It's brought to you by...
Unfocused.
No. Shift Tree.
Well, he is 275. Yeah. So yeah, 275 is Shift Tree, and Shift Tree is... a little scary, the wicked Pokemon.
Okay, all right.
Unless they mean like wicked.
I was hoping he'd be like the Tengu Pokemon or some shit like that because he has that Tengu vibe.
He does have that Tengu.
That face and all that.
I think they said Tengus are like maddening or wicked, so that kind
of
makes sense.
They could have just said that instead of calling him just a wicked Pokemon. Come on.
That's true.
Man. Anyways.
All right. We're a
every
podcast.
Week I'm upset. That's how you start the show every week. Being upset at Pokemon.
Hey, don't worry. Just don't save dick moves for me. There's plenty to be upset about, you know? But yeah, this is the podcast where we talk about video games, comics, anime, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, AJ, would you know, you want to kick us off for Unfocused Week?
All right, sure. So, you know, I've been chilling. You know how I do.
I do, actually. I've heard legends.
Oh, shit, those are already out there, huh?
They're out there, bro. Go on.
I just added some flair to my arcade stick that I was working on.
My bad.
So I found some what do you call it? Vinyl wrap, like paper and like... stickery type of adhesive stuff, and then I just slapped it on there. That's pretty much. I cleaned up the inside. That's about it. I mean, it works. It's functional. It's fucking heavy, but it works, and that's what matters. Until I this is not what I wanted to build. I just built that just because it was easy.
Wow.
But you know, I'm still like looking into what I actually want to do. I'm getting closer to what I want to do now. I just gotta
make me a new Batman
sit
board.
There and maybe do that someday too. But yeah, so working on that. Also played Animal Crossing. There's a new update that we'll talk about later on. But you know, just the usual shit in that. Pokemon, play some more of that Pokemon. Doing more of that recent DLC. I finished, I think, what is some of the main storyline, and now I'm trying to find where I'm supposed to go next. That's pretty much all I'm doing in Pokemon right now.
Which one? You're playing Sword and Shield, right?
Yeah, Sword. Okay. So I'm playing Sword right now. And then Soul Calibur. Did some Soul Calibur. You know, I played a little bit of everybody this weekend. I played some Talon, some Shanghua, and some Sungmina.
Yeah.
You know, switching it back and forth.
We were defeated this week, sadly.
Yeah, so I didn't. I came down to me though, so you know, it's kind of my fault.
Oh, you were defeated. Yeah. Let's be more clear. No.
Well, you were more than defeated.
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
So did that. Lost a hammer to some guy named Chris. You know, whoever he is. And then after that, played some Smash Brothers because it was my week to defend a stone, and I had one stone, so I defended with Smash Brothers. And then some other nobody came out of nowhere and took that shit from me.
Yeah, it's the beginning of a path to greatness, I'm sure, so don't worry about it. You know, you should feel honored that you played a part in the path to greatness.
Oh, wow, okay, interesting.
I hope they remember you, you know? All right, anything else?
And then Rocket League. So Rocket League came out for free like last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about on the show. And so I downloaded it on the Switch, and I was playing a lot of it like last couple days.
Is that the car soccer game? Okay.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So I'm just there zooming around on my... I was trying to see if I could connect because I have some DLC on Steam. And I know Rocket League has its own sign-in shit because it's cross-play. So most games that are cross-play have their own login for that game. So I know I have a Rocket League account. And I don't know. I did something where I logged in with Steam and into the Epic Games. And I don't know if my DLC is going to transfer over or not. I'll try to mess with that. I'm not sure if that DLC is just stuck on Steam. I have no clue what's going on with it. But I had some Fast and Furious DLC that I bought like a couple of years ago.
For Rocket League?
Yeah, for Rocket League. I'm pretty sure I talked about it here on the show when I did that. So I want to get that. Anyways, I've just been playing Rocket League, just, you know, playing random 3v3 matches with randos. And yeah, I've won some, I've lost some, I made some cool goals, you know, so I defended some cool shots too.
Sounds like it's a real journey, like, damn.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's just, you know, jump in there and just do some shit. You know, sometimes you get people that don't know how to play. I swear, I've had a few people who fucking steal the people on my own team take the ball away from me and go score it in the other fucking end. I was like, dude, we're supposed to go this way. That's why I was going that way.
Are you in what's equivalent to the D rank of this game, basically, like with the beginners and shit?
I don't know what how the ranking. I know I'm leveling up. I'm getting XP for some shit. I'm like a level 11 right now. I'm not sure what that actually means, but I guess there is, yeah. Maybe I am playing with a bunch of like level 10s and 11s like where I'm at right now. I don't know. But yeah, I get some stupid asses like that sometimes. It's pissing me off. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it all works out. Sometimes you get some good guys that just want to steal a ball from you so they can score. You know how it is when you play sports.
It's like any sport, I would say. It's like real life.
Exactly. And then also, I've been watching some Adventure Time. Got back into watching Adventure Time. I stopped it because I got scared. Because I'm like, oh, shit. Shit's about to get serious. Some shit happened when they time traveled.
There's a point where it does get serious, right? Where the main story kicks in and there's actually a plot going on now.
Yeah, but it lasted for like 2 or 3 episodes and it was done. And I was like, oh, okay. Now we're back to random shit.
So, I think it's going to come back again. I think someone said it gets to a point where it just becomes like epic for like a long period of time.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm there. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, it started off crazy and it was the beginning of a new season, but then it's back to like normal shit. What I like though is that not every story connects like entirely, but there's always pieces that do connect in some way. Like they'll mention something or a character will come back because something that happened like 5 episodes ago. So shit like that always happens, which is cool. So yeah, just watching more Adventure Time. And I think that's pretty much about all I've done. Oh, and I went to Frankenstein's and I bought a new comic box. I already filled up one of these and I needed a new one. They're not huge,
shit.
But this one's almost maybe like a third full now already. And my other one's full.
Damn.
I was just packing shit in there though. I was like, screw, get fucking in there. I was like, fuck, I just need a new box. So
smart move.
Yeah, so I got a new one. I took all the current Sonic shit out, all the IDW shit that's been coming out recently. And it's all in here now. So this is all just full of new Sonic stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. And then my Usagi, which I haven't read shit yet, but, you know, I'll get to that someday.
Hey, man, it's there for you.
It's there waiting, you know. Yeah. When it's ready, I'm ready.
All right. For my Unfocused Week, I started reading this comic book, Superman and the Red Sun, which is like a what-if story if Superman had landed in Russia instead of America.
Oh, man.
It's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. He still lands on a farm, you know. He's still raised by like
a farm, huh?
Yeah,
it's destiny.
Still raised by nice homeland people. Oh, that wow, live there, okay. Right? And then the fucking Russian government finds out about him and like, yo, we need you to come work for us. Mm. And then so he starts working for them. But even when he comes to America, you know, because we got beef with them and shit.
Yeah.
He still saves everybody. He's actually there to help everyone. And you know, Lex Luthor's like, fuck that, I'm an American citizen. I'm not going to let this Russian motherfucker come in and start telling us policing my city. And it's funny, Lex Luthor even makes this comment where he's like, you know, if he'd have been born in America, I bet we'd have been the best of friends. And you're like, wow.
Lies.
He doesn't even know. that's a really interesting story to read. Like, and having them both be gray and not black and white, like, it's pretty cool. Yeah, check that. I'm almost done with Umbrella Academy. I'm on episode 10, the last one of season 2. I'm excited and scared because I don't want to be done because I really love it. It's always exciting to know I got another episode of it to watch, you know, at some point. But, you know, it's about time I finish it. I've been putting it off, so. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and then you're going to be mad at the end. Like, what the fuck? I have questions. When's season 3 coming out?
As mad as I would have been with the end of season 1. Because at the end of season 1, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm so glad I have season 2 waiting there for me.
You know, I would have been happy if season 1 ended where it did. Because, like, when it ended, I was like, oh, okay, cool. That was a cool ending. Maybe they go back to the beginning of the season and it just repeats itself forever, you know?
That's just the whole series.
Yeah, like, that's how it always is,
that
you know?
That wouldn't have been bad.
That's what I told myself to be happy about it. And then we got a season 2 and shit just went elsewhere. So now that season 2 has ended the way it did, I was like, okay,
that's a real cliffhanger now.
Yeah, now it's a real cliffhanger. It's not going to end the way I thought it ended, like, the first time, so... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I'm excited. I want to see how far this goes. It's pretty nuts already.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting ending.
Yeah. You know, I know some themes though that are not spoilers at all. You notice whenever Five and Luther get together, shit goes really fucking south every time. Huh. And then there's another one whenever Klaus and Diego are actually good. I feel like I noticed one other pair. Good. There's one other pair. Whenever these two get together, it's like foreshadowing for how bad shit's going to... Vanya and Five. Whenever Vanya and Five get together, it's kind of like foreshadowing for the end of the world shit. And it seems nice and cool and they're calm to each other, but like it's hinting that this is going to get bad at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I'm starting to notice some little themes between their sibling connections, you know?
Yeah, so if you see two people come up together, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and that's why I'm looking forward to season three. Like, oh shit! I know the next time I see Luther and Five together in a scene, like, oh fuck, here we go. Like, I'm gonna be expecting it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's been really good. Otherwise, Lovecraft Country almost. I don't know how many episodes are gonna be in it, but I assume it's almost over now. What else? Soul Calibur, of course. Little Smash Brothers. No. T is not done with season two. T has one episode left. Play a little Smash Brothers, play a little Soul. Been playing Splatoon. I'm fluctuating between A and B. I'm technically that turn. I currently have 2 A ranks and 2 B ranks, and I want to get all 4 A ranks. You know, obviously.
I know. I got one that's like not at S rank with everything.
Your S rank, everything else but one.
Yeah, I think it's Clan Blitz because just every time I play, it doesn't come up. Or if it does come up.
People cancel or something?
No, it's only like for like another like 30 minutes and then it switches. Like, fuck, like I can never play Clan Blitz long enough.
Yeah, damn. Splatoon. I think that's the major stuff. Oh, no, I've been listening to the audiobooks for Dune because I'm too lazy to read it. And, man, the more I listen about Dune, I'm like, damn, everything ripped the fuck out of Dune. Like everybody stole everything.
Like from, a piece from it?
Yeah, like, I think I already mentioned Star Wars to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm actually hearing the story, I'm like, this is a lot like Game of Thrones.
That's funny.
I'm like, there's, like, 2 houses, and they're both manipulating other houses to fuck each other over and become the top one with the most money. And the rival house is kind of like the Lannisters, because they're the rich one that keeps bullying people and shit. And I'm like, this is fucking where they got Game of Thrones from, you know? Like, Game of Thrones just takes it to the next level because there's like 6 or 7 houses, you know?
Damn, we should have just read Dune a long time ago and just wrote our own shit.
Dude, I think that's what happened, and we're too late to the game. Like,
yeah, it's too late.
It seems like that's what everyone did.
The secret's out.
It really is, dude. There's so many things about it that I'm just seeing from other things. Like, it's crazy that shit was so influential. But yeah, so I've been listening to the audiobooks for Dune.
Damn, that sucks then. So when the movie comes out, I bet you people are going to be like, man, this is just like Star Wars meets like Mad Max and Game of Thrones. Man, like,
and all that came from Dune. Yeah. Even Mad Max came from Dune.
It's like it's actually the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. This is the OG. This is the grandfather, you know?
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens. You heard it here first.
You guys heard it here first.
Mm-hmm, yep. I need a fucking sound for that, you know? No, I don't know. I just put something random on there.
Other things. Okay.
Oh, this one is my one.
Oh, that's the victory sound for sure. I don't know. Okay, one last thing. I played some Samurai Showdown. I didn't play. I just kind of went through the tutorial again because I want to get comfortable. I was doing that earlier today. I want to start playing. Really do want to start playing.
All right. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, I'm
down. You got to learn that shit if you want to take Steven Stone.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Unless he is a little bitch and switches it up to something else.
Yeah, I'm ready for all the games.
Like Tekken. Damn right, he says.
All right, I guess that's all. Should we jump into the news, the main part of the show?
Yeah, let's go.
But don't forget to follow us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on Instagram, like at Unfocused Podcast. We're on Twitter, Unfocused28. You can get the podcast at various sources like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
But whatever source you get it from, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
That's right. Oh, yeah, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast where you can subscribe and like it there and watch it there after we do it live here on twitch.tv/closing28.
Yes, sir.
Closing28.com.
And if you have questions, comments, things about that you want to tell us about that we talked about or things that you want us to talk about in the future, email us unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
That's right. All right.
Let's do it.
Push the buttons, all the buttons, this button. Okay. This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. What? Okay. Shall I kick us off, AJ?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I got a picture for it right away.
Oh, shit.
So,
what the fuck happened to an email?
Pixar is apparently, you know, in one of the things apparently is becoming a theme that we talk about almost every few episodes. There's a tennis shoe partnering deal between Adidas and Adidas and Pixar. And they have a number of Toy Story themed shoes.
Oh, shit.
They look pretty sick. Now, don't get too excited.
Damn it.
These are all for kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, they look like all kids'
shoes.
They
look small, huh? You're like, oh, shit, they look small. Dude, you notice I love those orange and blue ones because they look like my shoes I wear in Splatoon with all the attack up.
Oh, shit.
They look like the exact shoes except for that star on there.
That's what someone needs to do. Someone needs to go fucking Splatoon.
Oh, make the Splatoon clothes real.
And just do all the Yeah, man.
Dude, the money in the clothing line.
Dude.
Oh, my God. People in Japan will buy the fuck out of
that. I'll buy the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah, there'll be Americans too, but in Japan, they'll buy it up. Shipping cost. We can make money, bro. Wow.
But I want those Rexes, though.
Yeah, the Rexes are sick. I like the Woodies there. There's a few guys. So there's
this Jesse. I'm trying to guess them. That's probably Ham over there.
Yeah.
Pizza Planet aliens, and I can't tell what that one in the back is.
The white one though, that's Buzz Lightyear. If you could see it better,
that's Buzz.
You can see it better like that.
Oh, it wasn't Buzz. Yeah, it looks pink there. It's actually purple though.
Yeah, it's purple. And you know what's crazy?
No.
Almost all of them have Andy written on the bottom.
Oh,
of
shit. That right. is cool.
I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like that. That's the signature of this one.
Maybe I got to write Andy on my shoes.
Now they got these official ones, man. I don't know if you want to try it, man. there's also shirts to pair with these, jersey shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to show them on here because it's just too much, but, you know, you guys can look them up, too. They're available.
These are all Adidas, right?
Yeah, they're all Adidas. You can look them up on their website. They're not hiding them. They're definitely talking about them. Oh, I guess there's a couple of models that are not on there.
Oh, the Pixar ball?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's some other ones, too. Just go ahead and Google, take a look at them, or go to their website directly and check them out. They got all kinds of little mini merchandise for it.
All I had to say to Adidas is... Yeah, man. Stay fresh.
Yeah, they're definitely staying fresh with this fucking footwear.
That's right. Those are cool. They're already out, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Sorry. Good question. Are they already out? No, I don't believe they are. No, they're coming soon. They're not out yet.
Mm.
I'll give you a release date later.
All right.
AJ?
All right. So, another news. Some more... gaming stuff going on in the world of the cloud gaming stuff. So a little company that started up selling books a long time ago called Amazon is China. They announced their Amazon cloud service gaming platform called Luna. So this is their thing that they announced I think earlier this week. It's like Google Stadia. It's a cloud service where the game is on a server somewhere and the games are like streamed to you. Just a video of it is streamed to you over the internet. And then your controller is kind of just, your controller controls are just sent to that server. So you don't have to have a high-end PC or a console to play anything. You can literally play on a browser as long as your controller can connect to whatever it is. You can just play it like that. There's no exact date on its launch, but it said that it will be available on PC, Mac, Fire TV, obviously, iPhone and iPad, and Android a little bit later on. And it's going to have an introductory price of $5.99 a month, so $6 a month. It'd probably be bumped up to like $10 a month a little later afterwards, kind of like what Stadia is doing. I think that's what Stadia is doing right now. And they're also saying that it's going to be more than 100 games at launch. Some of those games will be Resident Evil, Control, Panzer Dragoon, A Plague Tale, Innocence, The Surge 2, Yooka-Laylee, oh, that's cool, Grid, Abzu, I've never heard of that, and Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. The controller is also going to be Alexa enabled. I'm sorry if I turn on anyone's Alexa saying that right now. I'm sorry I said it a second time. But there will be a controller for $50 that you can use for this, or you can just use any Bluetooth controller that connects to whatever, you know, system you're using, or even a keyboard and mouse. Also, there's talks about some type of Twitch integration coming to it soon. And then the way that this is supposed to work, what some people are saying that might have, how it may work. Actually, I think they said this themselves, that if you see someone on Twitch playing a certain game, you can click a button and then you'll just be launched into that game right away. Because again,
what? It's just, it's all there.
It's
on the cloud.
Yeah, it's just browser based, you know, you can play right out of a browser. So that sounds pretty cool.
That does sound cool.
What else did they say? Oh, yeah. I was also hearing, too, that since Amazon also owns Twitch, and is having like this new service called Luna come out.
Are you telling me we work for Amazon right now?
In a way. but It's possible that the game that you stream, because right now we're streaming right off of, you know, onto Twitch. We're using OBS off of my system. Right now, this stream is only going out at 720p, only because I don't want to push it. But sometimes when I'm playing games, I'll push it to 1080p. But I have to have my computer be able to push that much, right? I could probably do 4K streaming, but it'll probably slow down my computer a lot, right?
Right.
But if you were to stream through Luna, if you were playing a game off of Luna and off Twitch.
Less tax on the computer, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing off the computer. You can literally stream the game straight from their server to Twitch, never going through you at all. So you can be playing the game at 720p and streaming it at 4K. So
there is a plus to this.
So there could be that could be a thing. They haven't said that is a thing, but that could be a thing, because, I mean, why not? You know, since it is our servers. Also, the funny thing is, too, that this is going to be on iPhone and iPad. And right now, Epic Games is going through this shit with Apple right now, right? About their App Store and how that's all controlled and all that. And also, I think it was Google's Stadia saying they have some issues with Apple, because with Stadia, Apple says you cannot have a Stadia app that has a bunch of games in it, because every game needs to, like, have their own app.
What?
And every game that Stadia puts out needs to have some type of verification through Apple first. So Stadia just can't make an app and say, okay, you can stream whatever game from it. And then Google's over there is like, that's bullshit, because what about Netflix? Netflix is streaming something. It's streaming videos. Oh. You don't have Netflix, you know, verifying every single TV show, you know, through your service and all to be verified and all that. But Amazon has found a way around it. Working with Apple, they develop a web app. So not an actual app from the App Store, but a web app, which is something that Apple tried to push way in the beginning of the App Store.
And now all of a sudden they want to do it, huh?
So Amazon is doing that now, and Apple's like, yeah, this works, because this doesn't have to go through our store. You could do whatever you want, because it's all browser-based. So this is something that maybe Google could look at, maybe even Epic, because I think supposedly Epic Games wants to put their own store on iOS and whatnot. So maybe this is a way around all that. Who knows? But, you know, Amazon found a way around it. So hopefully people take a page out of their books. Also, just connect something to that too. Some random third-party app developers have figured out a way to put Stadia on iOS. They did their own methods and did some little tweaks, and it works. And Apple is like, yeah, this is legit. This works. So why can't Google go do that? I don't know. I'm just saying. But that's what's going on with Amazon right now, and that's just a little update on various other random
fucking
things.
Jailbreakers. real quick piece of news. It's been announced by Marvel that there will be a TV show based around Samuel Jackson's Nick Fury.
Oh yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be called.
We didn't news check today, but that was something that I wanted to mention.
Wow, we didn't.
I didn't look up
news. We had
on
everything
it.
So ready, and the one thing we didn't do was news check.
But you know what? That was one thing that I didn't like look into, but I was hoping that you had information on.
Yeah.
So it actually works out.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, it's been greenlit that he will be getting a show. We don't know what it's going to be based on. A lot of people are speculating that it's Agents of S.W.O.R.D. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they're speculating that is because I guess in some of the trailers for, I don't know if it's Falcon and Winter Soldier or WandaVision, mm-hmm. but there's shots of S.W.O.R.D. logos. And we know that we saw in Spider-Man Far From Home that he was in space with the Skrulls, and they had a base, and there's humans and Skrulls on that base. So it's kind of looking like S.W.O.R.D., you know? Like,
yep.
Especially from the last thing we've seen from him. But I guess we'll have to see. There's no details given. They said they are open to like possibly doing like a movie thing in the future, but they're going to start with the show.
I heard, too, that maybe it's not like a S.W.O.R.D. show, but maybe that he just has... Like, I heard it was more so that there's contracts where he can show up in random shows. I heard maybe it's going to be that. So
he's getting his own show.
He's getting his own show.
I mean, I don't know if it's not... for sure going to be called the Nick Fury Show.
The Nick Fury show starring Nick Fury.
Fury. That'd be fucking funny. But no, it's like a show that's centered around Nick Fury.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I think people are speculating Agents of S.W.O.R.D. because that could be
that makes the most
with him
sense.
As the main character without actually being about him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be Nick Fury and his Howling Commandos. I don't know what that would be now because that was the old school comic, you know?
Okay.
But I don't know what...
Wasn't the Howling Commandos in Captain America?
They were. So, like, what if they want to make a new version of Howling Commandos and they're all aliens? Mm. And Skrulls and shit, all rolling with Nick Fury, you know? Like, that'd be kind of cool, you know? Like...
Yeah. And then Tai Chi in chat also says, Sam Jackson never says no to anything. He showed up in S.H.I.E.L.D. So, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did show up on the first, like, on the second episode or something.
And then speaking of Tai Chi and random Marvel shit, he also sent us this link earlier saying that they have they casted a Miss Marvel.
Yeah, her name is Iman Vellani. Iman Vellani is the new Miss Marvel. She looks very young. And guess what? She has no acting chops. This is her first job.
Oh, shit. Good
luck.
She's
leading the Miss Marvel show. And possibly joining the Avengers or the Young Avengers in the future, too. Like, that's pretty crazy. Like, she better be good, yeah?
So, is she casted to have her own TV show for a minute before that?
Well, no, the Miss Marvel show's already happening. Oh, okay. She just got casted to be Miss Marvel.
Ah, okay, damn.
Yeah, so
okay.
And she's going to be leading a show for her first time. She doesn't even have an IMDb page. People are
damn,
like, she doesn't even
have fresh.
She's fresh, bro. She's brand new.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, hopefully she turns out pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see how that
goes. She looks
goes.
Pretty cool. I can see that.
She looks accurate.
Yeah.
AJ?
All right, so another news. What's that game I was just talking about? Animal Crossing came out with their update just the other day, just last night or the other night. So it's the fall update, and with fall, Halloween comes, you know, forth, right?
Of course.
So yeah, it's just a bunch of Halloween shit. So Halloween is October 31st, Endgame 2. I'm wondering if this is going to happen on the day of Halloween, but there's going to be some candy items, a bunch of new DIY items. I'm pretty sure with some of the introductory stuff they showed us, that you're going to have to like use some of those, like the pine cones and stuff. You get acorns, I think, you can get out of trees. You can grow pumpkins now, too, which new for Animal Crossing. You've never been able to plant something and have to grow it before, except for flowers. But then you can harvest the pumpkins, too, which I haven't seen any of this shit yet at all. Different face paint you can do now, so you can make a costume for yourself and all that for Halloween. I think there's a couple new reactions. Jack the Lantern is coming back, of course.
Oh, shit.
One thing they also showed in this trailer is that you can do your reactions now via the app, the Animal Crossing app, the Nintendo Online Switch app, whatever it's called. Through that, you can access all of your emotes. What are they called in here? Come on, show me. I know you're telling me right now. Reactions. I just said it a second ago, too. you can do all your reactions. In the game right now, you can have a pocket of reactions, but you have to go to this menu to access them to even do them. Or you can set them onto this little pinwheel where you can quickly choose a reaction. But then you can only have like 8 or 10 on there at a time. So you don't have access to all of them all at once. But this allows you to open your app on your phone and see all the apps all at once and just click on one. And then in game, your character does your reaction. Which
that's
sounds
pretty cool,
yeah.
That's dope.
So hopefully that just leads to other type of things you can do in the future in other games. Imagine like playing Splatoon and just pulling out this real quick and be able to like jump somewhere real quick, just seeing the map on your phone. I think they tried to do something like this in some other system a while back. But anyways, that Animal Crossing update is now live right now. I played it today. I didn't see anything new. I didn't see any. I was looking around. I was shaking trees to see if I get some pine cones or something. I didn't see any new DIY yet. There's nothing in the store right now. However, though, the Nook's Cranny store does have some cool fall decorations up there and stuff. So that's different. But I haven't really seen anything new at all other than that. So I don't know. Maybe it'll roll out slowly. Maybe I need to unlock something or talk to someone specific to start getting some of the sticks, the stuff to start pouring out. I don't know, but it's out there. Go play it if you have Animal Crossing.
Okay, real quick piece of news. I guess it's not really news, but more of a question. Did we talk about the fact that there's going to be a Tetris movie?
That sounds familiar. That might have been mentioned like months ago that it was talked about.
Yeah.
I don't think we know any more information other than that.
Well, there's a reason that we don't know too much about it.
Because they don't know what they're going to do.
Well, no. They said they do when they were talking about it in July. I didn't know this. They said they did know, but they didn't want to talk about it because the story was too much to explain. And then they were talking about, like, recently how it's going to be a trilogy. And people were like, what the fuck? It's going to be a trilogy, right? Mm. But I guess recently there's been some information announced about what this Tetris movie is about. Because the rumor was it's going to be about falling bricks falling to Earth or some shit, you know? And then sci-fi. Obviously, you know, that's the first thing I thought when I heard, what the fuck, there's going to be a Tetris movie? That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
And but turns out, no, it's not going to be like that at all. This is actually going to find an artistic way to follow the creators of Tetris and how they made Tetris.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that way cool. better. And yeah. apparently, there's a lot of big drama behind the creation of Tetris.
There is, yeah.
You know about some of that, huh?
I've heard a lot of it, yeah.
What do you know?
Not a lot,
what
but a little bit of it. Just like the licensing, like who owns Tetris, it was a problem too. So that's a thing.
That's one thing.
It was going between Nintendo and these Russian dudes too. And
yeah. That's one of the main things they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because all this was happening, I guess, during the Cold War. Like, and, you know, it kind of united the market. Because I don't know, I think it was a Russian guy that lived in America or some shit like that. It was some weird ass thing like that where it was wanted by both companies and supposedly Nintendo was going to get it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And then one of the guys that co-created it ended up murdering his wife and child for whatever reason.
Oh, that sounds kind of familiar too.
He went crazy for some reason.
Fucking seeing all those blocks in his head and stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt the fucking Tetris drove him nuts, man.
I can't do the Tetris.
I've pulled an all-nighter on Tetris before. I know what it's like.
Yeah, you know? I know. I've done that for sure.
But yeah, so I'm just like, oh, it's pretty interesting. I didn't know this is the way they were going to attack this. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
dodged the bullet there, guys.
Seriously, everyone was really afraid it was going to be like some Monster of the Week bullshit, right?
Yeah. Tai Chi says, effectively, the Soviet Union owned Tetris. So.
Oh, well, there you go. There's the answer there. But... Yeah, I just didn't know that was going to be such a thing. Like, I didn't realize that was...
That's crazy. Yeah. Funny little story. I was just watching this random video on YouTube where this guy was interviewing people with Tourette's.
Uh-huh.
And this one guy, as a kid, you know, going to school, he kind of explained to some kids, you know, like the first day of school or some shit, I don't know. Like, yeah, I had Tourette's. And then later on at the school, this kid came up to him. He's like, yo, so I heard you have it, right? He's like, well, yeah. He's like... Can I go to your house? Can we hang out? And he's like, all right, that's cool. So he came over to the house and he's like, yeah, so where is it? And he's like, it's me. Like, what are you talking about? Where is it? And he's like, the falling shapes, the game, where is it?
He thought he had Tetris?
Yeah, not Tourette's.
Wow.
That was a hilarious story. Kids, I know, right? Anyways.
Yeah, now hearing this, yeah, I'm a little more down for a Tetris movie if it's something like that. That's pretty different, so.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds cool. All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Sega. We had what was it called? The Tokyo Game Show, I think, just happened. I haven't heard, like, picked out a lot of news out of it, though. But I think this is one thing that kind of came out of it. Virtua Fighter. We don't know shit other than this picture right here. Sega had this little video to kind of just, like, it kind of looks like more of a celebration of Virtua Fighter. They kind of just show like an old past, like, you know, competitors winning random tournaments and shit like that. And at the very end, they just gave us this.
The fuck?
That's it. That's all you got.
Because people at an arcade and then the fucking that fucker staying there.
Yeah, and then just the main dude, like, sitting, you know, like in his Akuma pose, turns around, and then you get Virtua Fighter X Esports.
Reminds me of... What's the thing? Oh my god. It's reminding me of something. Oh, Darkstalkers isn't dead.
It's even worse than that in a way, I feel. Because they gave me this whole video to basically give us a title. I don't even know what they're telling us here. All it says is Virtua Fighter X Esports. So people are assuming, is this going to be a new Virtua Fighter game? Or are they... what I'm guessing is like... are they going to have some type of world tour type of thing? And are they going to have a new game for this? Or are they going to recycle the last game they had? And then it says X Esports. And when I see X with a fighting game, I'm hoping like fucking Tekken X Street Fighter. Come on.
Yeah, I wish.
But I guess the more easy explanation here is that they're going to make a virtual fighter that's ready for tournament and for esports and all that. A competitive fighting game straight out the gate. You know, nothing that they just made a fighting game and we just make it into a tournament. Maybe it's going to be ready for all that.
Like they're going to have the whole thing worked out and set up and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, Taiji said it looks like they're going to make it competition ready. Diplomat says I think they're putting virtual fighter in esports. Maybe they're going to put esports in virtual fighter, you know? Ever thought about that? What will be cool too, what if it's a virtual fighter across Tekken and cross Street Fighter, maybe just have various, I don't know, I guess we'll see. If it's gonna be heavy esports implemented though, like, I don't know, what if it's on like ESPN or some shit like that? Taiji says I doubt it'll be old games, should be new. Virtual Fighter 5 is like 15 years old now. What the fuck is it? Dang, I didn't know it was that old. That's crazy. So yeah, maybe they had to make a new game. But I guess we'll find out at some point whenever Sega's ready to talk about this. We don't know anything else other than Virtual Fighter X Esports. That's all we know.
All right. With that being said, should I do maybe one more and then we jump into our toy box thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what is it called? Roundup?
Yeah, the Wags is Toy Roundup. Yeah, there is one this week. So, yeah. I haven't seen it, so.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I pushed it. I got both, you know? Yeah, that's
damn
right.
Damn shit.
Okay, so real quick. There's going to be a spin-off movie to the Lion King Disney movie that just happened recently. The one made by Jon Favreau.
A spin-off?
Yes. And from what we're understanding, it sounds like it's going to be an anthology movie. A movie telling you the backstory of a lot of the characters. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a cash grab. In fact, they find a reason to get all the voice actors involved again.
But people are upset. How's it going to be a cash grab? Like, no one really liked it.
No, but they're going to pull as much as they can. Because the whole thing is, if no one liked it, they shouldn't make more of it. Yeah. But they're going to put it out anyway and pull all those actors together and just get as much money out of it as they can. Like, that's a cash grab. They're going to squeeze the fucking dollars out of it. You know?
Like squeezing like an old lemon that has no juice in it anymore. Like, you know, came out a little bit, but like, no, let's try harder.
There's a drop. You didn't see that drop left? We need to get it all.
But I like that idea. I don't want it to be this live action version though, you know?
Yeah, I don't love the idea of it.
But I would love to see like where freaking Rafiki came from, you know?
If they were cartoons, it'd be cooler. But yeah, it's a.
It made $1 billion, says Tai Chi. Someone liked it.
Not me, though.
I mean, I didn't hate it. I feel like it could have been better.
No one was really impressed by it, is the problem, right? But
yeah, well, how's that old saying go? I was amazed but not impressed.
Classic saying. OG American saying. Yeah, man. So I was just surprised that like people that's happening, but
not amazed.
Not amazed. Surprised, but not amazed. No.
All right, so I think Wags has some stuff to tell us. I have no clue what the fuck he's going to tell us this week because I did not pre-watch this shit at all, and he edited it all on his own again. So let's go find out what he's going to tell us.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is another Toy Roundup, and this week we're going to cover the Hasbro Pulse Con that just happened this past weekend.
Oh, shit.
A lot of toys were revealed. It's very news heavy. We're not going to cover all of it, unfortunately. There's not enough time, so we're going to cover just the important stuff. When I say important, I mean the stuff that I like. And
exactly.
If you didn't get a chance to check out that convention, I would say go to YouTube. Most of those panels should be on YouTube. You know, it was a really good watch. They had a lot of cool stuff. They had Ernie Hudson on for the Ghostbuster panel, which is pretty cool. But let's move along. The first thing we're gonna cover is the Power Rangers news that's coming out, because Hasbro owns a license. They're releasing what they're calling Retro Rangers, but it's actually just the old Automorph Power
I had
Rangers
those.
From back in the early 90s. As a kid, I'm sure we all had at least one of these.
Yes,
I had the Black Ranger, of course, and then my brother had the Red Ranger. My little brother had the Green Ranger. These don't have a retail price just yet, but they are Walmart exclusives, which is code for eBay at double the price. Because good luck getting these because of bots and scalpers. There's no yellow, green, or white Ranger yet, but that's rumored for a second wave. And then moving on to the Lightning Collection, which is Hasbro's version of Marvel Legends for Power Rangers. First, there's a price hike, and it's a price hike across all their toy lines. Unfortunately, they're blaming Chinese tariffs, but who knows? Maybe they're just being greedy. I mean, the plastic's super thin already as it is, and they're going skimpy on the paint, but you're still raising the damn toys by like $2-3. Ridiculous. So they're going from $19.99 to $21.99, and this newest wave is a little bit of a disappointment. They're re-releasing. Some older figures, they're re-releasing the Green Ranger with a new head.
That's cool.
Tommy's got a bandana now, and less paint decal, less paint, basically. The original Green Ranger came in a two-pack with a putty patroller, but he had some silver trim on his helmet because that was based on the later version of the Green Ranger in later seasons of the show, while this new one, or I guess old one, with less paint, is based on the evil Green Ranger. Z Putty, which I've been waiting for forever, although it's $22.99 and that sucks, while recently we had a two-pack of the regular Putty Patrols for just $30 on HasbroPulse.com, so that's a little unfair. They're re-releasing the White Ranger, I don't know what changes they're making, and Dino Thunder Red Ranger. And Target is getting some exclusive versions of these. They're getting exclusive packaging
Putties.
Where the title is going to be holographic, And it's got some black overall paint scheme to it. Looks nice.
Damn.
I held back the completion
from his OG days.
Doubles they have to buy.
His Thug in
and
California
lastly, for
Power Rangers,
we have a new metallic pink exclusive version of the Pink Ranger.
Metallic means movie,
metallic,
right?
Pink,
the
pink,
movie version?
On the Hasbro Pulse website.
Special paint looks like.
It's called metallic, but honestly, it's just translucent pink with a little bit of a glitter mixed into that stuff. But it does come with a new Catherine head, which replaces the old Kimberly head that the original release had.
What?
So that's pretty cool. I hope they do that for the rest of the line. I would love a metallic black.
Now we can get Billy.
Moving on to two Transformers.
Adam.
Oh, gosh. We're
Adam,
almost out of time. Yeah, I'm not even going to get through half of this stuff. So, Transformers Kingdom officially announced. So we have, you know, Cheetor, Rattrap, Black Arachnia.
I talked about this last
Megatron.
Week.
Those are all announced. We finally got our first image of Optimus Primal, and he looks glorious. Look at the
cool.
at the fur and the detail. He's got like rotating cannons in beast mode and in robot mode. He has pop out arm cannons just like the original. It looks gorgeous. They're also raising the prices on these, unfortunately, but you won't see those price hikes until February, January. But it'll be specifically for the Transformers Kingdom that'll start off this new price hike. So basics are going from $9.99 to $11.99. Deluxes are going from $19.99 to $22.99. $23? Are you kidding me?
Damn.
Voyagers are going from $27.99 to $29.99. And leaders are going from $45.99 to $49.99. $50! I heard a lot of people online really just getting furious over this. A lot of people are talking about how they're going to have to quit the hobby. They're going to get edged out of just being able to buy the figures. And I understand. I agree.
They lie.
This is getting to be way out of my budget, and I think I might have to quit soon if they just keep doing this. The last piece that I'll cover, because two more pieces, because we're almost out of time. It is the Transformers Prime 10th anniversary. So to celebrate, they're releasing two exclusives, a Hades Megatron, which is, you know, the original Megatron from Prime, but with metallic colors and a bunch of stickers and Microns? Is that what they called? Microns? No, Arms Microns, which actually we did not get in America. We did not get Arms Microns. That was a Japan exclusive. And what they are is like they're these little translucent, transparent minifigures that would transform into weapons, very similar to the Headmasters, not the Headmasters, Weapon Masters? Weapon Masters, I think is what they're called. But they looked a lot better. And a two-pack with a Vehicon and Breakdown, also with some Arms Micron, which, you know, I'm still bummed out that we never got. That's not fair. Why Japan to get all the cool stuff?
For real.
And then the last piece I'll cover is we finally have some test shots of the mass release version of the DeLorean Transformer crossover called... What the hell's his name again?
Oh, shit, that looks nice.
No, it's not Ectotron. It's, I forgot his name. But... if you remember, it was originally released as a limited edition figure for
right there.
Walmart, and there was only 1,985 pieces, and it sold out within seconds thanks to bots. The site crashed, and then they were sold out. Ridiculous. But this is the mass release version. As you can see, it's a little different from the regular release, from the original limited release. This one has dark windows. Black windows.
Tinted.
Which look a lot better. And the tires still fold in. It's got all the other details. And don't forget that this is actually a Sideswipe retool. Who Sideswipe was actually repainted into Red Alert, who was repainted into Tiger Tracks.
Oh, yeah. I remember
repainted
hearing
into
about
the
this.
Netflix version of Sideswipe, which is now being retooled into this DeLorean. And
it's rent and repeat.
MSRP is still $30, which is crazy because all these other deluxes were $20, and you're telling me I'm paying an extra $10 for licensings? That's bullshit. Anyways, there's a lot more to cover, but that's all we have time for. One last question I have for you guys. A closer inspection of this DeLorean has some times printed on it. October 26th, October 21st, and November 12th. Okay, October 26th, 1985, October 21st, 2015.
Okay, he has the fucking...
November 12th, 1955.
Flux capacitor right there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the significance of these dates if you're a true Back to the Future fan? All right. Take it away, guys. I talked for too long.
Those dates are from Back to the Future. That's what it is. I figured it out.
Dun, dun, dun.
But yeah, right. That sounds cool. It sounds some cool stuff out of that Hasbro thing. I was wondering what was going on with that Pulse shit, too. But I'm glad I got some highlights there. That Optimus Prime, the Beast Wars shit... looks dope. Mm-hmm. I'm down to fucking get a Megatron and paint it green so I can have a Rex.
Damn. Represent.
Right?
Replace that head Dude, with an old, with an old Rex head somehow.
Yo, imagine if Rex from Toy Story is actually Megatron. Beast Wars.
Damn,
Megatron.
The whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. You just never time. Knew.
That'd be fucking funny. He transforms. Hilarious. He's like, I'm not feeling good, guys. He starts transforming.
Yeah. Man. Anyway.
But, and Buzz is like, what's that fucker's name that Buzz is always trying to fight?
Zurg.
Zurg. Yeah, yeah. He's like, you're one of Zurg's minions.
Man. Right.
Should we go back into the news?
Yeah, man.
Okay. The Boys. You heard of that show, The Boys, right?
Yeah.
Superpowered, kind of. I feel like it's mostly about the supervillains, basically. Mm. From the outside, it basically looks like it's about the supervillains. But they recently got confirmed that they're getting a spinoff show written by the same creator and producer, Craig Rosenberg.
The Girls?
That would have made sense. But no. This will actually be a show that's not been named yet.
Mm.
But they said it'll be about college students discovering their superpowers in the same way as the characters in The Boys do. However,
wait, so what are the boys then? Are they like teenagers
or something?
They're adults.
Yeah, they're like grown adults. And it's about basically the people that are tired of the bullshit superheroes. They're like, you know, they're making them out to look like heroes, but they really fucked up and shit. So they're tired of them and they want to tear them down. But yeah, this series will be about random teenagers college students that didn't know they had powers, getting their powers and shit. And they said, don't worry, it will definitely keep the funniness, the raunchiness, and the darkness of The Boys.
Darkness,
everyone. And it sounds like it's gonna be worth watching. I might have to check this one out.
All right.
Well, they said it'll be part college show, part Hunger Games.
You think we have to watch Boys to understand what's going on in that one?
No, but I feel like it would help to understand the world a little bit better.
True.
But I don't feel like you have to.
Right.
AJ?
All right. So in other news, a couple of new characters coming soon to various games. So tomorrow morning, we'll have an announcement of a new Smash character coming to Smash Bros. Ultimate on Switch. Mm. So that's one thing to watch out for tomorrow, which I'm pretty sure we'll talk about next week. In other news, for Power Rangers, we got this little video. It's a really quick video, but check it out.
Oh, shit. For Scorpina.
Scorpina coming to Battle for the Grid December 8th. So in about 2 months from now, or if you have the Season 3 pass, it's part of Season 3 there. So, yeah, Scorpina looks pretty dope there. They didn't show any gameplay, though, so I can't tell you what she's going to be like. I can imagine her being set up a projectile zoner or something like that. But that's cool. Season 3, where was Season 1 and 2? That happened a long time ago, dude. I don't even know what happened to it. I'm not sure what I have, though. In other news that everyone else plays... we got Tekken,
Oh, yeah, new character reveal for Tekken.
New character reveal in Tekken. So, as everyone kind of expected, they announced Kunimitsu. She was that chick up in that tower over there. There she is. And
since you know your Yoshimitsu a little bit more now, is she part of the Manji clan, man?
She was.
Oh, shit.
She was part of the clan, but something happened and Yoshimitsu kicked her out. And so that's why Kunimitsu hates Yoshimitsu.
Damn. Okay.
And after this little cinematic that we got to introduce Kunimitsu, who's fighting Yoshimitsu here, she says some shit. One of them being, like, something about her mother. So this means this Kunimitsu is not the original Kunimitsu that we know. This is the daughter.
The successor, yeah. Oh, her daughter.
Her daughter, yeah. Because she says mother, right? Mm-hmm. So this must be the daughter of the original Kunimitsu from, like, Tekken 2. Which we haven't seen Kunimitsu in a legit main storyline Tekken game since Tekken 2. So it's been 5 games. She's been in Tekken Tag and Tekken Tag 2.
Those don't count.
But yeah, those are not actual story like line based. And then her style looks very different too. She has a more ninja style. She almost looks like a Taki in a way.
Yeah, very Taki like.
Yeah, she has dual blades and stuff like that.
A lot of spinning techniques.
Yeah. I heard her being described as a close range rushdown type of character.
Oh,
which
perfect
sounds
for
like
me.
Sounds like a Taki.
Sounds like a T.
Yeah. And for the first time ever, we've also seen her without her mask, which has never before happened before. And she looks young too. Chris was saying that she looks like a cross between Taki and Ibuki, which I could see that. Also, she wants Yoshimitsu's sword for some reason, which is interesting. And apparently, she gets it here.
Maybe she gets the. Maybe she wants the old Yoshimitsu since his soul's in it, right?
Maybe, but yeah. that was in Soul Calibur too. Who knows? Or Soul Calibur something. Who knows if she knows that Yoshimitsu?
Maybe, maybe Greg. Maybe she wants Greg.
Oh shit! Maybe Yoshimitsu is Greg.
Wow.
You're right. Also, yeah, Yoshimitsu just lost his sword. He's like, "Fuck, she took my sword." But no exact date for this. We just know fall 2020, so soon. If not October, then November. And along with that video and that update, they also announced rollback netcode will be coming, or rollback netcode improvements are coming to Tekken 7. What was funny though about the little presentation they showed us though is that they had rollback netcode as two separate things. It was rollback / netcode, which rollback netcode is one thing. So what are you giving us? New rollback or new netcode, or is it going to be rollback netcode? What are you doing?
Isn't that different?
I don't know. People are saying, like, does Harada really know what rollback netcode is? Because when he talked about it, it didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about. So does that mean the rest of the team like knows what rollback netcode is? And it's like, why do you? I don't know. It sounds confusing, but hopefully they get it right. And then also they said Wi-Fi indicator is coming pretty soon, and you know, just new attacks. I think we talked about this previously though, so I guess that's nothing really new. But yeah, look out for season 4 coming out soon.
All right.
Tekken 7.
So apparently on Nintendo's game store, there's a gang of games that are released that are going to be less than 50 cents.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Does 50 Cent know about this?
I'm sure he doesn't, because I'm sure he'd be real mad. Let's see. There's a lot of them are like little games that almost seem like, I don't know, almost like cell phone games and stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, so literally like mini games.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they are available. They're there on, you have nothing to lose with those. They're there on Nintendo.com, you know, this wherever you can download the Switch games.
The eShop, probably.
eShop, yeah, exactly, eShop. And there's a few things, Necroworm, Super Bit Blasters there. Yeah, there's, like I said, small games, nothing big. Chalk Dash Carnival, like I said, they feel like cell phone games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyone needs, boredom and needs the use of new games.
Cool mini games you have to download.
Yeah, add them
to your
list.
Freaking Rocket League's free right now. Go get that.
There you go. That sounds better, actually. So, Nintendo's official website. Go get you some free games. There's even some puzzle games, AJ. Ding Dong XL, Mushroom Quest. Never heard of them, but, you know.
There's this one game called Jump Rope or something, Jump Rope Challenge, or something like that. I heard that might be one of these games. There's talks about it being taken down today, but Nintendo came out and was like, you know what? We're not going to take it down. We're going to leave it up there. And so people are kind of happy about that,
Why
I guess.
Why would it go down?
I don't know. I guess they put a limited time release on that shit. Maybe this is part of that. I don't know. But it's something that I heard about. Also, speaking of new Nintendo games, too, last week I didn't talk about it because I didn't know what it was. But Kirby Fighters 2 is a game that just came out, too.
What?
Kirby Fighters 2.
There was a Kirby Fighters 1?
Apparently Kirby Fighters 1 was part of some Kirby game that had like a couple of games on it.
Which Kirby's are notorious for doing that.
Yeah,
okay.
So there was a Kirby Fighters on one of those type of games, and now it's its own release called Kirby Fighters 2. And it's like $20 or something on the eShop.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, so it sounds like it's a legit game. So new Evo game? Huh? No?
I'm with it. Okay.
Other news?
Yeah. So I'm sure you heard that you know, people can't be in the stadiums for all the sporting events.
Right.
There's some states and some cities that are like cool with it, but for the most part people aren't allowed to be doing that, right? Well, in the Denver, Colorado, the
Broncos?
Yeah, the Broncos stadium. They had a match against who were they playing again?
I'll look at
it. I think it also starts with a B.
Bitches.
Yeah, that was them. the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. And everyone thought the stadium was gonna be empty because there was no capacity. Guess what? It was full.
The fuck? You know, for reals?
It was full.
Full of bitches. Oh, we have a picture for it.
Yeah, it was full.
Which one is
of
it?
South Park characters.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah, so they've been doing this at NFL games. I do watch football, and a lot of the stadiums are usually full with random cardboard cutouts. They put because South Park is
they're 2D people.
No, they're located. In Colorado. South Park, this town, is in Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that makes sense. And they all have masks on, which is very generous of them.
I think that's even funnier they put masks on all of them and shit. But yeah, I thought that was crazy.
That's
for anyone
cool.
that doesn't know, this is really smart because it's promotion. Because South Park has been off of TV since December because of the virus, I think. But they're coming back in a week or two, and this is probably great promotion for them to let everyone know they're coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did play the Buccaneers. Buccaneers won, as they should, because they had Tom Brady, so they better have won.
They were getting intimidated, that's why.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm guessing. All right. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. AJ?
That's pretty crazy. I thought they're ending their season or their series or something like that, though.
I could not tell you about that, brother. That's
not you. All right. Anyways, Among Us. Have you heard of that game, Among Us?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a mystery murder game, murder mystery game, where you and, like, I don't know, four or five other people play together, and one of you is the murderer, and so you, like, do random tasks together, and then, you know, the goal of the murderer guy is supposed to fuck with everyone else and not be caught, and then after every round, someone's voted off. So that's kind of how the game works. I haven't seen the game, though. Anyways, it's gained a bunch of popularity in the last month, and along with that, also Among Us has bred a lot of memes, like the "you look sus" memes. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
That all come from Among Us. They canceled their plans to make Among Us 2, though. The creators. So Inner Sloth is the company, which only has like three people working on it. They made this game. It was released in 2018, actually. So Among Us has been around for a couple of years already.
Damn, already?
Yeah. And it's only now gaining popularity in the last month. They're talking to one of the developers, and they're saying that they were lucky to have like 10 people playing at once back in the day. But earlier this month, I think it was like early September, the first week, they had 1.5 million concurrent players.
Damn,
playing the game. Yeah, all at once. So that thing just shot up out of nowhere. And then, so instead of making an Among Us 2, they decided to scrap that idea and just do a massive, like, overhaul to the current game. Yeah.
That's a better idea, because that way when you do... See, I always appreciate video games that do that, because that way when number 2 comes out, you feel the gravity of number 2. Like, damn, they've already made all these changes. I've been playing number 1 for so long. Mm-hmm. Now 2 comes out, you're like, you're a lot more excited, you know? Like, there's probably going to be a gang of new shit, you know?
Well, the game's already been out for 2 years, so it was about time for a 2 anyways.
But you know what I mean, though?
But yeah.
I think this is a smarter move to set up for 2 in the future.
Yeah.
Because this way people are going to be hyped. Like, damn, they already made these changes and we're still on number 1? Like...
Yeah,
that means when number 2 comes, it's going to be, like, very different, you know?
But yeah, I think it's smart to hold off on 2, because if you make a part 2 with this new player base you just got in the last month, you might split that community a little bit for a brand new game. It's, like, too soon. It almost feels like it's a new release game because everyone's just discovered it.
Yeah, I think that's a good move. I think I should wait.
Yeah. Also, the other reason why it may be a... Actually, the way... I forgot my thought behind this. But I also heard, too, that the game currently... This is why it's kind of a bad idea, I guess. The game currently, the way it's built, was not the best type of building. So in order to update it, it's going to be really difficult for them to update it. It's possible, but really difficult. With that difficultiness, though, it could lead to bugs and crashes and stuff like that in the game. So that's also kind of scary. That's why they wanted to make a brand new game, to kind of just have a fresher engine where it's easier to update and stuff like that. But this way it is better, though, so they don't split their player base. But they just might be giving themselves more work like this.
Okay.
But yeah, but anyways, look out for bigger and better updates coming to Among Us, and expect Among Us 2 in the future. Who knows, maybe like in another year from now.
Okay. Spider-Man for the PlayStation 5. I'm sure everyone's heard that there's going to be... Oh, we've talked about it in the past few weeks. And if you haven't heard from us, I'm sure you've heard it from someone.
Yeah, the Miles Morales.
Yeah, the Miles Morales game is coming. And it was recently announced that, guess what? This will be paired if you want to buy the bundle. I think it's called the... Extreme Edition. Hold on, let me see what it's called exactly. Maybe Ultimate Edition. Yeah, if you buy the Miles Morales Ultimate Edition for PS5, mm-hmm. there's going to be a remastered version of Spider-Man for PS4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're going to get that. And, you know, people noticed very keenly right away with the trailer this, they changed the actor that's playing Spider-Man.
They redid the actor?
They changed him because they made them look like the likeness and used the voice of that actor, but that guy's not involved anymore.
Okay.
So, it's now going to... before, it was the face of John Bubniak, and now it's going to have the face of Ben Jordan. What's interesting to you about this Ben Jordan guy? That's the one on the right. That's the new one. The new one's on the right.
His face looks brighter. He looks more like, what's his name?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, yeah.
Yep, and doesn't the first guy look more like Andrew Garfield, kind of?
Oh, shit, yeah, it kind
of
does.
I feel like they're trying to fucking distance themselves away from the Andrew Garfield thing and go more, remind people more about, hey, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, don't forget.
Tom Holland,
Spider-Man, you know? And I'm like, that's very interesting, and that's the thing people are noticing the most about the remastered trailers and pictures. And they're like, dude, why the fuck Spider-Man look totally fucking different?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess, whatever, like, that happens. I'm not shocked.
It's only weird because, you know...
Yeah,
the Miles Morales in the Spider-Man game is the same guy that they used for the Miles Morales game.
Oh, so they kept the same model and everything.
So it's kind of weird they just like switched up with the main Spider-Man, you know what I mean? But whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Yeah. They had to go out of the way to do that. They're going to just use the same resources.
Yeah, they went out of their way like, no, we're going this way. Like,
that's interesting too, yeah.
Right. AJ?
All right, so Farmville, remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a game that came out in 2009. It's a farm simulator game made in Flash. You plant crops, you sell them, make money. I think they're called farm coins or something like that. You can pay real money to buy actual coins, too. Everyone played this shit on Facebook. I remember DJ talking about this shit, talking about he was complaining how his sister would kick him off the computer just to play the game. Like, I gotta check my crops. Get off. Let me log in Facebook right now. I remember him talking about this. We used to talk about this game on earlier episodes of Unfocused, too. That's why DJ would bring it up sometimes. And this was before smartphones. So she couldn't just go log into her phone and open the game because iPhones and shit weren't that big yet. They were just coming out around that time, too.
Damn.
So this wasn't even a mobile game yet either. This was a Flash-based browser game on Facebook. At its height, a year after its release, it had 83 million active users in a month. And now it's kind of dying out.
it'd be like that sometimes, huh?
Yeah, they're going to end the game now. So players, they're going to shut the game down the end of the year. December 31st, 2020 will be the last time you can play this game. If you have any in-game purchases for the game, virtual items and stuff like that, those will be disabled on November 17th. So after November 17th, you can't use any of that shit. So any currency you have in the game, anything you bought and stuff, got to use it up before that date. Otherwise, it's going to disappear into thin air.
Into the ether.
Yeah. And then the game would just be unplayable after once January 1st turns around. And the reason behind this is kind of because of Flash itself. It's a software system that just people are doing away with now. Adobe, who actually owns it, is getting rid of it. Facebook isn't going to be using it anymore. So since no one's supporting Flash anymore, this game's going to die with Flash, pretty much. Mm. That's what's going on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye, Farmville, finally.
Fuck out of here, Farmville.
There's a Farmville 3 coming out pretty soon, though, for mobile, though. I think there's a Farmville 2 already out on mobile, but there's a Farmville review coming out, which might come out right after this is done.
All right. Other news, the creator of Spawn, Todd McFarlane, is going to be doing the next issue of Spawn number 311 in reference and respect for Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, what?
So if you take a look at this guy, he's not only doing the one Wakanda Forever thing.
Yeah.
He's also, his face looks more like Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
And also his belt seems to have a panther on
it. Oh, shit, there is. A totally Black Panther on there.
For anyone that doesn't know anything about Spawn, he definitely does not have that fucking belt. So it's pretty interesting.
Isn't it like a skull or something like that?
It's a...
Or does he even have a belt?
Maybe not, actually. I'm trying to remember. I don't think he does.
I think it's like a skull or something, though. Actually, look at the little things on his cape. Those look like little panthers, too.
Oh, yeah, they kind of do.
Dude, he has the fucking, the panther, like, teeth fucking necklace.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty sick.
He's all fucking Black Panthered out right there.
That shit's pretty cool.
That's
crazy.
I like
the style of it. But, yeah, I like that they're paying a little homage to it. This is going to be coming out soon. 311, issue number 311 in Spawn, guys.
That's cool. That's awesome.
All right. What you got left?
I got a lot more stuff here. So, another Pokemon update came out, too. So Pokemon came up with a big update.
It's going to be an expansion, right?
The expansion already exists. This is the second part to the expansion. So the Crown Tundra is finally coming out on October something. October 22nd is when it's coming out. Giving us more Pokemon and all that. Also what they're doing, though, on November 6th, they're re-releasing the game with all the expansion shit. So if you don't if you don't already own Pokemon Sword or Shield, you can buy this plus version
and
of it.
And have everything.
With the expansion shit.
Man, fuck these
which
days.
Which fucking sucks because I just spent like $30 or some shit for this expansion pass to do all this. And you're just going to put out a whole new game. Which means anyone that hasn't played it yet can just get everything for the normal price, I guess. Which is pretty cool. So if you have any friends or something. Or actually, which is a good idea, if you bought Sword and didn't get Shield, and some people like to do get both games, If you haven't done that, but you want to get the other version, maybe just get this version instead that has everything unlocked already. So that's another way to go about it. Because even if you did have Sword and Shield and you wanted to get the expansion pass, I think you had to buy each one separately for each game. So that's a way to get
around.
Oh,
wait. So you have to get each one separately?
Yeah. So you had to get two passes for each game. One pass for each game, pretty much. They don't cross over. There's an issue with this, too, where people who own like Sword or Shield will get the expansion for the wrong game and they couldn't play it. And they weren't allowing you to return it until people started complaining.
I think we covered that, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds very familiar.
But yeah, that's coming soon. Also, new Pokemon. There's going to be a Galarian Slowking. So we're getting a new type of Slowking. And a G-Max Melmetal is also coming out. There's also going to be some new Dynamax Adventure. So you with some friends can go in and with a team of your own Pokemon team into like a den where you can just have a bunch of Dynamax raids. And I think they're all going to be legendaries in there too. So you can encounter all the old school legendaries, you know, freaking Rayquazas and everything from the past is going to be there because they're not currently there right now. Also, there's going to be this Galarian Star Tournament. This is like some, like, you know.
Wait. Galarian Star Tournament?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That sounds fucking epic.
It does sound epic, actually. But you know how, like, some of the games have this, like, tower you can go into and you battle just random trainers and sometimes you meet, like, other gym leaders and stuff like that? I think this is what this is. Except you're going to team up now with other gym leaders or other characters in the game in 2v2 matchups. So you and, like, the freaking Pokemon champion can team up against, you know, other champions or other gym leaders and stuff like that, or just other rivals you met up in the game with. So that's a thing that's coming to the game. Also starting yesterday, actually, on the 29th of September and up until October 30th, you can receive special hat Pikachus. So what you gotta do to get like a Pikachu with the Ash cap from Kanto or from Sinnoh and so on. So you know how it has a different hat every anime season.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, there's been Pikachus like that too. So now you can get these in Sword and Shield with a special code that you can find on their Twitter or through the Pokemon Trainer Club emails. So look out for those and get all your Pikachus if you're into that type of stuff. And lastly, they said Pokemon Go will finally get their transfer into Pokemon Home. So if you have Pokemon Go, you want to transfer someone else's Pokemon into Pokemon Home so you can transfer them into various others games. That's going to be coming out pretty soon, too. Apparently, Wags doesn't have the game, so he's glad that he waited. And now he can get that full system with all upgrades and all that. So that sounds cool. Go and do that.
Okay. On the horror side, there is going to be a remake of Firestarter, which is a Stephen King book from back in the 70s, 80s or 70s, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about a little girl who's been abused, like, you know, kept in her room and shit like that. Abused to some degree, and she's basically got pyrokinesis.
Ooh.
The power to control fire. And she fucking just burns every fucking thing down. A little fun fact is it's Drew Barrymore's first job.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
That's her right there.
That's her? Damn. Yeah.
I think that's her. Oh, no.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure it is. It kind of looks like her.
Now I got to double check. I'm pretty sure it's her.
If you look deep into her eyes.
Just don't light yourself on fire, bro.
True.
But Firestarter, I'm like, that's pretty cool that they're redoing that.
I see the fire in her eyes.
Yeah, it's a Stephen King classic book, but people always say the movie's kind of boring.
Denied.
Yeah, so this is going to be a good time for them to kick it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to hit theaters around Halloween 2021, but nothing for sure has been said.
Okay.
But that's what they're planning for, roughly.
Damn,
I'm down with this.
Damn, now she can play her own mom, the Wag says.
Oh, wow. There's enough time for the actress to play her own mom. Yeah. That's fucking wild. That's so true.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's funny. Damn, that's fucking funny, dude.
That's the way you worded it, too. Sounds funny. All right, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nintendo said, charge your Switch every 6 months. Because if you don't charge your Switch after a while, if you have a Switch and you haven't touched it in a while, make sure you go play it for a little bit, go charge it or some shit like that, because that battery, if you don't touch it for 6 months, will just die. And then you just have a brick, right?
Oh, wow.
So Nintendo's like, go and charge it once in a while, because if you don't, it's going to be useless. Also, just to note with that too, something that we didn't talk about on the show, but I heard about it, but I forgot to mention it. If you have a Sony PSP, go check in that battery. People have been reporting lately that their batteries have been swelling up.
Yeah. On a PSP?
On a PSP, yeah. So the PSP batteries have been reported to be swelling up could lead to explosions, maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
possibility.
Fuck that.
Just
spontaneous
saying.
Combustion?
Yeah. So go and check on those. I got to go find mine. I think I have them in here somewhere. So, but yeah, people have been talking about they've been doing that. So, yeah. Check on your batteries.
Something Wags might be interested in. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is after going out of their way to say they weren't going to sell any other Galaxy's Edge stuff online. They're doing it now.
Oh, bitches. Well, they kind of have to because no one's there.
No one's there. Yeah, they got to do something with it.
So I can make an R2-D2 now?
I'm not sure about that, but I know there's a lot of robes and costumes and toys on sale that you can only get there.
I want to build myself a fucking R2-D2.
I could not help you with that. You got to look into that. There's also collectible lightsaber replicas.
Mm-hmm.
All the shit is available there and on sale. So
I'll look it up. I see. Because I think you can, because they have those rooms or those places where you can build your own R2-D2 or BB-8 or and also like your own lightsabers too, right?
It's going to fall. Yeah, lightsabers for sure.
Yeah. So you said lightsabers right now, maybe.
Is the droid going to follow you?
Yes, they do. They're remote control. They do follow you.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. All
right, go look out
but
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're online on so just go ahead and try and buy some for yourselves, you know?
The show.
AJ?
Yeah, and my last piece of news and something else that Wags might be interested in, Dragon Ball Z. So have you played that Kakarot? Have heard about that Kakarot game?
Yeah, it's like an open world adventure game. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's an RPG, right? So Bandai Namco announced a free update is headed to that game this fall and will include a new card fighting mini game. Within the world, the Dragon Ball Card Warriors mode will allow players to build a deck of notable DBZ characters and abilities before challenging each other in casual and ranked online battles and monthly Budokai tournaments.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Damn, options, huh?
Yeah, you can build a deck here and play. This reminds me of fucking Pokemon Soul Silver, where I would just go in the fucking casino and play
play the card game.
That card game was fucking awesome. I just like open the game, just play that all
day.
Dude,
their casinos have always been notoriously entertaining, even since Blue and Red. Like, you know what I mean? I love their casino games.
I bet you if I go and get my Soul Silver right now and open up the save file, I'll party in that fucking game corner right now.
The game corner, that's what it's called. That's what we should name our shop when we open it up.
Yo, that's cool. The Rocket Game Corner.
Yep. Yeah.
$90 for a figure. A card game within a game, yes. I think Witcher does that too. Witcher has a pretty cool card game within their own game people just sit there and play.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Final Fantasy VIII did that too? A
very complicated, detailed card game.
Yeah.
And so you know you can walk around and talk to random people and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You always have a chance to talk, trade, or card battle.
Damn.
With almost anybody you meet.
Dude, it sounds like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, you can just do that for most of the time if you want.
Dude.
But yeah, you can challenge anyone. And as you fight people, like, you know, as you get further in the game, the people get harder to beat, and they start doing new tricks on you and shit that you didn't know were possible.
That's
and
cool.
You're like, what the fuck?
And that's in Final Fantasy VIII?
Yeah, Final Fantasy VIII, yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. They're fucking doing Yu-Gi-Oh
before
even,
Yu-Gi-Oh
look,
Chewy Wag says, like, card game within a game,
yeah.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, are you going to check out this DBZ game?
I'm down. Wags? Let's see what's up.
Oh, no.
Wags.
Because Wags has been into that DBZ actual card, the actual physical game that exists in the real world.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, what do you think about this?
So
Wags?
Yeah, I want to get his opinion. I want him to check it out to see if they implemented that into this or some shit like that.
Okay.
So that would be kind of cool. And then maybe they, if this is successful in some way, they might spin it off into its own game.
That'd be cool.
That's kind of what the fucking Blizzard game was like, I think. I think they did that. Hearthstone, I think that was a game within a game in like World of Warcraft or some shit like that.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's the story behind it. I don't know. It's a different card game, he says. Oh, that sucks. Well, maybe they'll make this into an actual card game. But yeah, that's all my news.
Yeah, me too. What you got planned for your focus week?
You know, chilling, hanging out, playing
Same.
More Soul Calibur. You know, I keep saying it every week, but maybe I'll actually go and read those comics.
Hey, yo, Jimbo.
When we play Magic, Wag says, well, never. That's not part of my In Focus week.
He doesn't say anything about that yet.
Yeah, someday, maybe. The next time we had to lock everything down again and we had to be stuck at home, we'll talk.
True.
Speaking of which, no, I'm not going to do that. I was going to say, maybe I'll work on that Lego. Nah, I don't think so. That's fucking crazy. One day, though. More Rocket League.
Okay.
More Pokemon. And more Adventure Time.
Adventure Time.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to definitely play some more Soul Calibur, some more Samurai Showdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man PlayStation 4, which has been great. I'm gonna finish Superman Red Sun. I think that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think by next week, or no, maybe yeah, by next week. So the Animal Crossing Switches are coming back into random stores and all that.
But there's no more Switches, right?
No, no, the Switches are coming back too.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the DS.
Oh yeah, not the 3DS. No, but the special edition Animal Crossing that came out before the pandemic and then just kind of got lost. People just bought them up and we couldn't find any more. And Carla really wanted one, but we settled on just getting a normal Switch. The Animal Crossing ones are actually coming back out now, so various retailers are getting them, and we got one. We didn't actually get the physical thing yet, but we ordered one. And it should be available by next Tuesday, is what it says at Best Buy. So might have that to talk about next week. It's not mine. It's hers. But we'll have that. Also, Snorlaxes at Build-A-Bear are back in stock. And she bought one of those, too. So, again, next week, might have one of those in the house, too.
All right. About to have some style on this bitch.
Yep, for sure.
All right.
So if she was here, I'm pretty sure she'll let you guys know about all that.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on Unfocused.
Yeah, we're out. Yeah, we don't got to say anything at the end, right? We're
nope.
Just going to this.
Good. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. There's no point.
Discord, collision28.com/discord.
So funny.
Do it.
We need more words of wisdom before you leave.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No. It's funny because they show you, like, what his name was into R&B, Klaus, and what his name was into, like, pop music. Don't forget to subscribe.